Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
We got to start with the big news of the day. And actually, just talking about Shedeur Sanders and the impact he's had on some of these camps, we talked to Phelps in between the break as we're leaving. He's like, well, so last hour of his show was just playing all this audio and playing them talking. And the way he phrased it, I thought, was interesting. He said that Shedeur Sanders sounded like a fun kid that was, you know, ready to be a professional, while Dylan Gabriel sounded like a professional. And it is one of the first times, and I have no idea if Jeff said this on the air in the 1 o'clock hour. We were doing our own show, getting ready for our own stuff. This camp, and really every time we've seen Shedeur Sanders in the spotlight, there's very little criticism that is lobbed his direction. And even today, you watched him make a complete, and again, it's listen, we'll take it for whatever it's worth. Mm-hmm. It's just a practice. I don't want to make him a practice field All-American. But right. The one thing I kept going back to with Shedeur is that he would have the consistency to ultimately be able to show people why he should have been taken in the first or the second round, why he shouldn't have gone to the fifth round. And if I would say anything about this side of Shedeur Sanders so far, is there has not been a day yet, and we'll have two more days this week where the media is there, there's not been a day yet where people have left being like, oh, that was underwhelming when it comes to Shedeur Sanders. And that's a takeaway for me.
Well, I think there are reasons for that, don't you?
Well, no, because I can't say the same thing for the other quarterbacks. We've had days where Dylan Gabriel comes out and looks very underwhelming and doesn't look particularly good. Now, okay. You want to tell me the reasons is because he's not taking on 11-on-11s and he's doing more 7-on-7 work. I can buy into that. But we've had days, with the exception of Joe Flacco, just because we've not seen Joe Flacco as much, we've had days where Dylan Gabriel comes out and it's underwhelming. We've had days where Kenny Pickett comes out and the theme is, yeah, that's probably why Pittsburgh didn't keep him around. Both quarterbacks have had moments where it's been like, that was not good in any sort of way. We haven't really seen that from Shedeur yet.
Well, I think there are a couple of reasons for that, Jonathan. I think number one, that platform brings out the best in Shedeur. The things that he struggles with the most as a quarterback are not shown in that kind of environment. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, some of the things that if you want to go critical with him, the idea that when he has a rush against
handle pressure.
Now, I would argue back, he had tomato cans for an offensive line in Colorado. But yes, that is one of the things that people need to highlight for sure.
Might have a few tomato cans here, maybe, possibly, depending on what the offensive line is going to look
like. Did you see that Myles Garrett play today? DeJuan Jones looked like he was a turnstile.
It's also NFL competition against Pac-12 competition, so there's that as well. I think the other thing is the expectations are definitely lower. Right. I don't think they're high for Kenny Pickett. I don't think they're high for Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco. This is a fifth-round rookie. Mm-hmm. This isn't Cam Ward here, right? Who was the number one overall pick. This isn't last year where Bo Nix became a first-round pick and not a lot of people expected him to be a first-round pick, so he had a lot more to prove from that standpoint, and maybe you would be looking at him with more of a critical eye. Mm-hmm. I think with Shedeur being a fifth-round pick probably helps the evaluation a little bit because you're not anticipating as much. You're not going to have as much of a critical eye for what he can do, what he can't do. And I think the other thing is the level of competition when you compare him to the other guys. It's not like one is Patrick Mahomes or one is Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
He just has to look better than Kenny Pickett. He just has to look better than Dylan Gabriel.
Shouldn't be hard. But if people put out a depth chart to start off the season, or really when we started off rookie minicamp, yeah, a lot of people would have had Shador Sanders fourth on that list based off of where he was drafted.
He probably still is fourth, don't you think?
Might be. But if we're talking about the level of competition that you have to beat in order to get out, I'm with you. I don't think this is some murderer's row of quarterbacks that he's got to be better than. And I think ultimately, I think Joe Flacco will start the season, and I think Shador Sanders will be second up from there. But I find it interesting, out of all the quarterbacks that we've discussed, the idea that Shador continues to go out there and win these days, day after day after day. I mean, we got to commend him at some point. And he's winning over the locker room. He's winning over a lot of people. Now, you know this, just being around the NBA as often as you are. I don't know. I shouldn't say this, because the rookie minicamps, that stuff in the NBA is a little bit different. Obviously, you guys go to Las Vegas, and you have a lot of stuff out there. But you know, when veterans get around, that's when it's loose lips sink ships. That's when people start talking. So I've been waiting for the mandatory portion of this camp for a while, because in the next couple days, we'll hear a lot of these veterans start to talk about what they actually think about Shador Sanders, because the rookies aren't going to come out and say Shador is this or that. And they don't have the relationships built up with the different media members either to go ahead and be like, hey, this is how it actually is going. But Greg Newsom was on the NFL Network earlier today, and he discussed Shador's impact in the locker room. Here we go.
He's been amazing. A sponge, I would say. I mean, it's just crazy that a guy this young with this much notoriety can just handle media and things like that. I think his dad has really taught him how, you know, to be that guy in the spotlight and understand that what comes with it. And I think he's been doing an incredible job of just learning and getting better each day.
So we'll wait and find out what some of the veterans and some of the other players say when they're not in front of a microphone. I'm dying to find out what happens behind the scenes. But the early returns with Shador from a playing standpoint, again, another deep pass today and a lot of good throws that were captured and went very, very viral. From you hearing him talk, and you heard him in BNP in that final hour there of their show. Just a lot of things to walk away impressed with.
There's also an element of he has no choice. He's coming in as a fifth-round pick. He's got to climb the depth chart. He's got to do all of the little things that are going to get him noticed and appreciated by his teammates and by the coaching staff. There is an element of that.
Oh, yeah, which is way different.
He knows that.
Which is way different than if he was taken number two overall. He could have just walked around
exactly
like he was,
right.
You know,
yes.
The bee's knees. There we go.
And I think the other thing in play here is there is a magnetism that Shador has that is undeniable. Look, the minute that the Browns drafted Shador, it was during the playoffs. The Cavs were playing against the Miami Heat. It was around halftime of one of the games. In the locker room following that game, there was conversation about what the Cavs did against Miami and the series as well. But the excitement in that locker room came from the fact that the Browns drafted Shador. Donovan Mitchell was asking how he could get a customized Shador jersey. Players were already suggesting.
Got a guy in China. I could have hooked him up if he wanted.
Players were already suggesting, Jonathan, that Donovan was one of them. Max Strus was one of them. Darius Garland was one of them. They were suggesting that he be the sword puller for Cavs home games.
Yeah.
The way that Stephen Kwan was.
The way that Kwan was, yeah.
The way that Mark Price was. And Donovan was doing the wrist thing.
And some of the Guardians, too, by the way. The Guardians players, they started doing the wrist up thing.
So that happened immediately, the minute that Shador was drafted. So
for sure,
we're talking about Cavs, we're talking about Guardians, and it's probably the same for the Browns players as well. Now, I will say that there is a difference here when it comes to Browns players. They are going to be attracted most to the guy who can get the job done the best on the field.
For sure.
They are not going to allow all that other stuff to cloud their judgment in terms of their evaluation. Can you play? I like you. I believe in you. Can you not play? Yeah, forget you.
Right.
Right? So the things that make Shador special from that standpoint, off the field and his charisma and his magnetism and his personality, that's in the Browns locker room, that's only going to take him so far.
Yeah, it will. And ultimately, what matters is how they play.
Yeah, you play or can't you play? Can you help us win games? Can you not help us win
games? I mean, think about
games?
It. As I've related Shador and Baker Mayfield for a very long time, because Shador and Baker coming out, they have a lot of the same qualities, and they share a lot of the same intangibles that you're just discussing, the magnetism, everything else that's associated with it. And even Baker, after 4 years here, what mattered the most? What mattered most was the play. That's why half the room absolutely loved him, because they thought he was really good. And that's why other people like Myles Garrett were campaigning to get him out of there. You know, like that. But it matters. That type of thing matters. But for Shador and where he's at, I think the most important part to me is that he's trying to show people, and I think he's doing a good job of it, of showing them why he should have been taken in the first or the second round, why he should have been better than a fifth round pick, and why he shouldn't be counted out for this job, especially after the gauntlet that is early on in this Brown season and whoever they throw out to begin with.
The only thing that I'll say to that, Jonathan, is the whole thing about should he have been a first round pick, should he have been a second round pick, should he have gone higher than the fifth round, that doesn't happen now. That doesn't. It can't happen now. It can't happen until you put the pads on, until you see him against real NFL competition, until you see him when the live bullets are flying and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, for sure. And again, he's got a lot of things that he's got to showcase, but I don't know that he could have had a better first month in starting off than what he's currently had right now. Am I putting him in Canton? Of course not. Like, of course, it's got to be measured, right?
Yes.
And I know, listen, I'm a Shador guy. We haven't been shy. We haven't been shy about that.
No customizable jersey.
Well, so I wasn't sure how far you're going to let me go with this. I was going to just keep like piling on and piling on. Nick would have cut me off like 10 minutes ago and been like, we're not doing the Shador show today. This is not what this is turning into. But I find it incredible that piece by piece and person by person, especially people in Berea, some of our colleagues that are out there on the beat and are doing the job, one by one, they're starting to become the converts. And they're starting to realize maybe that is just that the magnetic nature that Shador has. But you're watching him actually play, too. And I know it's only 7-on-7, and we're not going to make a massive...
We're not
going to make a massive deal about it. But the one thing I'd say about Shador is that, yes, he doesn't blow you away when it comes to a lot of the stuff that would get you drafted number one overall. But what makes great players in general is the consistency side of it. What makes great NBA players that you cover, it's the idea that day in, day out, you're getting an awesome effort and you're getting awesome production. And it's not like the consistency side of things is way more than just I can throw the ball 75 yards. I can throw the ball 80 yards. And once a blue moon, I can connect with a wide receiver. But any given day, you don't know what you're going to get from me. And the part that I like about Shador is where we've seen Dylan Gabriel have these days where it's like, wait, what is he doing throwing this football? Even in situations that he should be able to shine in, it's like, what Dylan Gabriel showed up today? What version of Kenny Pickett showed up today? And I just want to acknowledge the fact that I think the strongest trait that Shador's always had and you're starting to see is that consistency. And day in, day out, he's showing it where it's like, that looks good.
Unless he played against good teams.
Well, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens there.
You just said it yourself.
We can't judge him off of any of this stuff right now. No, again, his numbers were great. Go ahead and look at all the 300-yard performances he has against good teams. Okay. Pull it up, Chris. Go ahead. 216-474-0092. 9-win team at Colorado in year two. You kidding me? Garbage offensive line. No run game. What are we doing here, Chris?
Here we go.
What are we doing?
Maybe the best wide receiver group in all of college football. Maybe. Possibly.
Best wide receiver group in college football. Have you seen Ohio State's wide receivers, Chris?
I said maybe, possibly.
And it should have been a staunch no sir on that one.
Travis Hunter.
Yeah, Travis Hunter was good.
There's a reason why they call him a unicorn. Have you heard of him?
Travis Hunter was good. You see those clips in Jacksonville? You see those clips in Jacksonville right now? Oh, geez. Not looking good. Not a good start for him. 216-474-0092.
It's June.
I want to trap him for a second. Has Shador already won over the locker room? And Mary Kay earlier today said the Browns have been putting more on Gabriel and Pickett's plate. Are the Browns hurting Gabriel and Pickett from a fan perception? It's Afternoon Drive. Jonathan Beadle and Chris Fedor with you guys right here on The Fan.
Everybody knows that I can throw down food with the best of them. A whole pizza by
everyone
myself.
Everyone knows that?
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows
that. I didn't know that was a known thing about
you. It's a well-documented thing. Yeah, just follow me on Twitter.
I do follow you on Twitter. Wait, so you a whole pizza, what kind of pizza are we talking about? We'll get back to Shador in a second. What kind of pizza are we talking about?
Doesn't matter.
Are we talking like a large? Are we talking an extra large? Are we talking from like a local pizza place? Or are we talking like...
I don't discriminate. If I go to New York, I'll eat the whole pie. Yes, I call it pie because you're in New York.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to judge that.
I'll eat the whole pie. If I order any kind of local establishment here, I'll eat the whole thing by myself.
Is that the thing you can eat the most of? Like, so I always thought I could have... Listen, I'm
24 ounce steak.
I'm never competing in like a world food competition. That's not happening. But I could go to just the absolute town on some shrimp. Like you talk about shrimp. There's certain sushi. I've been known to eat way more sushi than just about anybody in any sort of setting. Like there's certain foods that just go down easy.
Sure, get that stuff out of my way.
None of it?
No. If it comes from the sea, it does not go in me. That's one of life's mottos.
Okay. I forgot.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Just how interesting of a character you are. We just haven't spent enough time around each other recently. It's been a while.
We need to host more often together,
Well,
right?
We'll do it Thursday. We'll do it Thursday as well, so that'll be a good time. But yeah, we'll just unravel these little quirks that you have and the little things that I just keep forgetting about you. People ask me, they'll be like, I said, do you know Chris Fedor? And I'm like, I know Chris in a great way. Yeah, we go way back, and then we do a show with you, and 20 minutes in, I'm like, I think I forgot everything I know about this guy.
In fact, one of the expense reports that I submitted to my company early on in covering the Cavs had two burgers from the same restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me like immediately after I submitted the expense report. And they said, do you really need two burgers? Like, you yourself, you ordered two burgers for yourself.
I bet if Windhorse was on that payroll, they wouldn't ask that question.
That's not nice. That's unnecessary.
There's certain people they wouldn't ask that for, right?
Well, because of their status? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I was implying.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Unfortunately for you, I guess they just don't look at you as a two-burger guy.
I mean, I didn't have that status yet. And I said,
Do you have it now?
I responded. I said, yes, I needed two burgers. I like to eat. I eat a lot. Thank you.
They think you're like taking a burger home or something?
I think so. It's like maybe you're take it back to the hotel.
Yeah. It's like the whole thing's expensed. I'm not going to try to cheap you on anything.
I know, right?
I'm just eating what I'm eating, guys. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
I've never been a two burger guy. The fattest thing I've ever done in life, though, is I once went through, multiple times. I would go in a lunch break and I would go to one fast food spot and get what I like there, and then go in the drive through the other fast food spot. And then get what I like there and make that like a two fast food trip. But you have a burger in the first,
and then
you eat the
nuggets.
Burger, and then you eat the burger, and then you go to the other spot, and then you get the other thing. And that was about the fattest thing I've ever done.
Nothing wrong with that.
No.
My family even jokes with me because every big meal that we have together, I am the last person eating.
Oh, you see, I'm a quick
going
eater.
Up for seconds and thirds.
Yeah, but are you a quick eater about it? It's like playing golf.
I want to enjoy every single. But eating is one of life's delicacies. It's one of the greatest things that you can experience in life. One of. Emphasis on one of.
Yeah.
So I take my time when it comes to eating.
Oh, you see, I do.
I treasure every bite. And another quirk that I have.
Yeah.
I figure out what my last bite is going to be as my meal is progressing.
Yeah.
And I shove it off to the side.
You want the best bite for last.
Yes,
I do. You know which one's going to be the best.
Yes,
you push it off to the side. I actually don't hate that move. I don't copy it, but I don't hate it. I can respect it. That's a Jeter tip of the cap respect moment.
That is the last thing that I want to taste. And there was one time that my wife, she wanted to try one of my meals, and I'm very, very against that to begin with.
Okay.
But it was a pretty important night. It was an anniversary dinner.
You just won't share at all?
No. If you want some of my meal,
why not?
If you want some of my meal,
that's the mother of your children. She can't your child.
If you want some of my meal,
what if she takes your best
bingo?
Yeah, the one you've been saving and pushing to the corner.
Most recently,
I'd say she earned it
during one of our anniversary dinners.
Pregnancy alone, she earned it.
During one of our anniversary dinners.
Oh, all right, buddy.
She obviously I had to give in. Because it was an anniversary dinner. She took my last bite
you never offer it to her.
She didn't know
you
it.
You never offer it to her. Of course she's going to take that bite. Of
that
course she is.
That was already my pre-planned last
she sees,
one.
She sees the quirks. She knows what you're doing. And then she knew that this is my anniversary and I'm going to finally be able to take it from you.
No, I am against sharing. Very against sharing. Are you kidding me?
That's
if you want what I ordered, order it for yourself. I would rather pay for you to have another meal, a second meal, than to take any
what
of
if,
my
what if your
meal.
Son wants some of the meal? You just like Dikembe? Just get that out of here?
I have had to give in on him, unfortunately.
So there is a line. So you're telling me there's a line and you're willing to... Okay, so now we're just in a bartering system now. If you're willing to let it go for your son, then your wife's just right around the corner.
He is 3.5, and the other day he was upset that I didn't save him some fries. And I said, look, buddy. I had this conversation with him, man to man.
Yeah, these are the things you need to teach your kid.
Yes,
yeah.
Of course. I said, look, buddy, if you want me to save any of my food, any of it at all,
okay,
you have to ask me in advance as my meal is starting to save you some so that I know that you want some of my food. So the next day, I have chips and some Uncrustables. He says, Daddy, will you save me some chips, please? And I said, yes, buddy, because you asked me ahead of time.
Like a reservation?
And because
put in a request?
And because you're 3.5, and I knew that I had to ration my food.
This poor kid, he's got to put in a 24-hour advancement on any food.
Yes, that's exactly right. I had to bank it in that he was going to take some of my chips. So that meant that I had to put more chips on my plate for me.
You had to bank it in.
Yes, of course.
Of course, why not?
Yes.
I get your thought process. I just think it's bananas.
No, when it comes to food.
I see the logic here. I'm not disagreeing with the logic in the slightest bit. I see that. I know where your brain's going there. It's just a wild come up there.
I mean, I have verbally accosted my wife over it. When she just reached, she felt it was okay to just reach on my plate.
Yeah.
And I've also done the gentle tap of get that fork off.
Get that out of here.
Yes.
Get that. Yeah. You almost like you play like with like it's knives or something, and you just
you know how you were talking in the first segment.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their thing.
Everyone does have their thing.
Okay, that's one of my things. I have a lot of things.
Okay.
Admittedly,
yeah.
I'm man enough to admit it, but that is one of my things.
Everyone's got their things.
Food is my
listen,
thing,
and I'm not judging. I want you to know that I'm not judging
Thank
in
you.
The slightest bit. I just think your wife kind of earned it. I think she earned a little bit of if she wants a French fry, she gets a French fry off your plate. That's all I'm saying.
I actually said the other day, I said, why did that just happen? She took a French fry off my plate. And I said, why did that just
She's
happen?
She's like, how long have we been married? Don't you know me at this point? Don't you understand? You're basically committing treason. You can do a lot of things in this relationship I'll let slide, but that's just not one of them.
I just said, if you wanted fries in advance, I would have ordered a large
well,
instead of a medium.
As you know, like Elliot's picked up at 3.5 years old. You got to put the request system in 24 hours in advance, and we'll be able to broker this deal the way that everyone wants. We can all be happy here.
If you want some of my steak, tell me in advance, and I'll get the 18-ounce instead of the 14-ounce.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think that's fair.
Chris, you told me you didn't want to break down quarterback discussions or anything in like some great length or anything like that. And I think we just accomplished it with this segment. I think that was you telling everyone, like, all right, the Shador conversation. Jonathan, I let you go for the first 20 minutes. I let you get your Shador homerism in. And now we're going to go ahead and settle on that. All right, we got football coming up next, okay? Miles Garrett. It's Quick Hits. It's a segment we do where we go all the way around. We've got some NBA in there. We'll have all sorts of different things. And we'll get to your bread and butter, obviously, the Darius Garland conversation coming up at 3 o'clock. So if you're a big Cavs fan, stay tuned. We'll get to that at 3. 216-474 to below 92. As always, our Twitter reactions brought to you by our friends over there at Chapman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fed.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
And we'll start off as Miles Garrett addressed the media today. We'll have a little bit more with Miles later on in the show, but he was asked about Aaron Rodgers landing in the AFC North with the Steelers.
Think about Aaron Rodgers coming into the AFC North.
What do I think about it?
Facing twice a year.
I think it's a good opportunity to put him in the graveyard.
Okay, that's a good answer. I don't know. Why did we get, one more, Scott? Why did we get that in the clip, Mac? What happened there?
That was literally as he was asking the question, they were throwing that out there.
Yeah, how do you want him to cut that and hear the question?
I guess.
I don't think there was a way to do it.
Play it again. Let me hear it one more time.
Oh, here we go.
Let me hear it
Jonathan.
One more time. It's just one
think
more.
About Aaron Scott. Rodgers, coming into the AFC.
Yeah, started at Rodgers. What do you mean? There's a very easy way to
no.
do it. Yeah, Rodgers. Rodgers is now in the AFC North.
Rodgers.
Everyone. Yeah, I think is Aaron Rodgers. Is he? He's not Oprah, but if you say Rodgers,
he's not Prince.
If you say Rodgers and the
Kobe.
Steelers, I think we all know what's going on there, do we not? I'm gonna give us the benefit of the doubt in
no.
that way.
Is there another Roger on that team? Roger and the Steelers.
I don't know. I don't know that there's. We got like 12 Rodgers in the studio. I mean, clarification. Which Rodgers are you talking
yeah.
about? As
which
Miles
one?
Is like, I'm going to put him in the graveyard.
That was such a good answer.
It was good. I like that he plays up to the bit. I thought Miles in general. I thought he did well today in his press conference. There's a couple things we'll get to a little bit later on, but ultimately, when it comes to stuff like this, just being great at football and then basically expressing how great he is at football, he doesn't miss.
Wow.
Right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And the money.
Is there a tugboat?
No tugboat.
Are we sure?
Yeah, there's the Good Time 3 isn't coming after you now, Chris.
Are we kayaking downtown? Move over to the side. Move over to the side. The freighter's coming. Have you ever kayaked downtown?
I have, actually.
They always tell you.
I have,
like,
oddly enough, done that.
Yo,
yes.
If there's a freighter coming, get over to the wall.
My sister came in
you
town.
You think?
I took my sister and me and my sister and my wife, we went kayaking right down there, and it was a lot of fun. But my sister looked at me like, why are we doing this right now? Like, why do you think this was the thing to be doing right now? And I'm like, I don't know. Thought it'd be fun.
It is fun. The NBA Finals are tied at one game apiece between the Thunder and the Pacers. Stephen A. Smith on First Take today had high praise for the league's MVP, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
He has an opportunity. If they win the championship, he'll be the greatest player in the history of the Thunder franchise. I don't think there's any question about that. You can't give it to KD because KD didn't deliver the chip. You can't give it to Russell Westbrook because he didn't deliver the chip. This guy's a league MVP, averaging 32 a game, and then in the same breath, he also delivers the chip in the same season. I don't think that you can put anybody above him on the Thunder's franchise.
It feels right if SGA wins the title that SGA then gets that nod. I think a lot of people don't recognize how long SGA's actually even been in Oklahoma City. It's been much longer than people think. And that's very fair. You win the title, you become the best in team history.
No one else people aren't recognizing, Jonathan.
What's that?
Just how incredible he has been during this playoff run.
Yeah.
Yeah. He is not.
First two games, he's been unreal in this, and people don't even talk about it right now.
I wouldn't sit here and say that he's a playoff veteran, a battle-tested guy that's been through all of these different wars. I would say he's relatively a newbie when it comes to this level basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just rolling out of bed, scoring 30 like it's easy. Against a defense that's pretty good, better than a lot of people give it credit for. Against a team like Denver that had won a championship. He isn't having bad games. It's outrageous.
He's been great. I'm trying to come up with a defense for Kevin Durant in this. If I was KD and I'm trying to be like, I'm the best in team history, I would point to you won the same amount of league MVPs. He won one while with Oklahoma City, and he had five straight years of finishing top five in the MVP. He did make it to an NBA Finals, but he obviously didn't win. Like, what are we doing here? If the answer is one MVP meets one MVP and then one NBA Finals appearance versus one NBA Finals title, it seems like it's in the bag for SGA, not even a competition. I guess you would go to the idea
longevity.
But it's only a couple years longer than what SGA's already been there for. What you'd point to is the idea that he put Oklahoma City and that franchise on the map. Is that what that is? Like, you were the first one as they were there to then actually turn have them be great. Does that do anything for people?
That's got to mean something.
I think that's
pretty significant
for a franchise, and especially at that time in the NBA when it looked like if you were in a smaller market, you were just left behind in a massive way.
Yes, but the other side of that is SGA has been the face of this renaissance from OKC.
Right.
Well, this post-KD, post-Russ, post-Harden, whatever this era is of Thunder basketball, it was started by SGA.
Yes, and you basically, like the Phoenix, you rose from the ashes there, right?
Yes.
Like, I mean, in a spot that nobody could have seen coming.
Yeah, because we can't assume that every single rebuild is going to turn into teams going to the NBA final. It doesn't happen. Ask Chicago about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the Sacramento Kings about it. Ask the Orlando Magic about it. How long were they rebuilding before they finally got back to relevance? So the fact that he was the guy that was behind this era of Thunder basketball, getting out of the darkness of that rebuild, that also gets bonus points, I think.
Omaha!
Kevin Durant expected to be traded in the coming weeks, and the Knicks are among the teams likely to pursue him, according to Brian Windhorst. KD and the Knicks. It just doesn't. Something about it doesn't feel right, Chris.
What about it?
I don't know. I feel like when I think about KD, like I heard the report about him potentially going to the Spurs earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one, I can get my head around. I can wrap my head around that. The idea that it's going to be any version of Kat, Brunson, and then KD just thrown in there with Mikal Bridges. I don't know. KD's never a bad decision, but at this point, 36-year-old Kevin Durant. I don't know. It just doesn't sit right with me.
Man, I think that makes New York really, really difficult to deal with in a seven-game
series. Is this what gets them over the hump?
I don't know about getting over the hump because they've got some defensive complications when they play Cat as many minutes with Jalen Brunson playing that many minutes too. But I think it's a good spot for KD because he's not an alpha. And that's okay.
Right.
You can be a great player and not be an alpha. Not have that mentality. Not be the guy. Jalen Brunson is the guy. He's Mr. New York.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think KD playing alongside Brunson is really, really helpful for KD, and it's obviously helpful for Brunson too, because not all of the offensive responsibility goes to him. And KD's the kind of guy that you just don't wonder about in a seven-game series. You don't wonder about when the lights are the brightest. He has shown over and over and over again,
yeah,
in that particular role as the number two guy, that he can be dominant and a series shifter.
Omaha!
All right, you're Jersey guy, apparently.
I'm not really Jersey guy.
You are, with one of them anyway.
But if you want to call me that, that's okay.
The Pacers have a service right now at their team store. Have you seen this?
I have seen this, yes.
Fans can pay, what is it, $20?
$20 is what the number was, yeah.
They get the NBA Finals patch pressed onto their jersey. Is that worth it?
So I saw it's got to be this year's jersey, though. That was like the one stipulation. All these people are like, oh, it'd be awesome if the Browns did this and did different patches. It's like, no, they're not going to let you do that. It doesn't work that way.
They bring the Paul George jersey from the closet.
Yeah.
There you go.
Like
Roy Hibbert.
Yes, it doesn't work that way. You get this year's team and this year's jerseys, and then you could do the $20 on there. And then I think it's a steal. Then I think it's awesome.
Let me go to Indiana Goodwill and get my George Hill and get an NBA Finals patch on it.
Now, there's got to be a worker that just goes rogue, right? And for like an extra 20, we'll just basically put it on whatever you want. There's got to be somebody that will do that.
Under the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, wink, wink, nod, nod.
Hey, can we just be cool about this? Let's just be cool about this. And then you just get it done. I think it's great. I love it. Because it's not incredibly hard to pull off. And it's just, they make money. Like, I saw the Colts were talking about potentially having something set up to do like an honorary patch for Jim Irsay.
Okay.
And fans could line up and you could put that on there for 20 bucks.
I thought you were going to say the Colts are already preparing for a Super Bowl patch.
No,
and I was
no.
like, when?
No.
In 2060?
Yeah. No, more bad news with Anthony Richardson today with them, by the way.
When another Manning comes around.
Well, but then you donate the proceeds, though, to then Jim Irsay's foundation and everything like this. And like, it's a really easy, simple way. And I feel like this is going to happen with a lot more teams and a lot more places. Instead of having to buy the whole jersey that has the patch on, they put it on there for 20 bucks. Everyone wins. It's fantastic.
I mean, and then it makes your jersey special and different from other people.
Yeah. And then if you lose the NBA Finals, you're like, well, for Indiana, it was still a fun time. They're having a great time.
Yeah, they're not championship
bust. Playing with house money. You're still minus 450 from Vegas right now. Yeah. Like, you're just happy to be there.
Have they been an underdog in every single game since the conference semifinals started?
Every single one. Yeah, yeah. Which is going to be an awesome note if they end up winning the NBA Finals. But they know. They know what they are.
So much respect for them.
NFL sack leader Trey Hendrickson was not at practice today. TJ Watt was not at practice today. Terry McLaurin not at practice today. Of the three of them that didn't show up to the mandatory camps, all for different reasons, but really kind of the same reason, money being the bottom line there, which is the most important to you?
Probably TJ Watt. Because the success and failure of the Steelers still depends on how great their defense is, and it's not without him.
It can still be really good without him. I mean, think about it. They spent the more money than any other team in the NFL on the defensive side of the ball. The top four contracts that they have are all defensive side of the ball, not including TJ Watt, by the way. Like, they could still exist without TJ Watt.
But be the dominant defense to win games is very, very different.
The argument, I'm not going to say they're going to be fine in the same thing without TJ Watt. Mm. That's insane. But I do think the drop-off there, I don't think it's as large as maybe people estimate. I think they can get away with it. The question, though, you got to ask yourself is TJ Watt worth that next contract? Is he worth the big time payday at the age he's at and then everything that's happened in the previous couple years?
Yeah, I totally get in the NFL and in any team sport, part of what you pay a guy for is what they've already done. Mm-hmm. And the other part of it is what you believe they can be or continue to be or become. Yes, you have to factor in the age. You have to factor in the downside. You have to factor in the diminishing skills. But if you're not going to pay TJ Watt and you're the Steelers, who are you going to pay? That's the dude who represents like everything that Steelers football is supposed to be
about.
And
it's the number one jersey that everyone has. You talk about jerseys and stuff like that. He's the fan favorite.
You kind of just suck it up and say, if it's a bad contract when he's 34, it's a bad contract when he's 34. If it's a bad contract when he's 35, if it doesn't play out that way, then so be it.
And that is Quick Hits. We come on back. I want to hear from you guys. 216-474-092. How does Darius's toe injury affect his trade value? That and more. We come on back. It's Jonathan Pito and Chris Fedor. Afternoon Drive right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.